I started playing better and better. And then obviously I had a good result in Miami and Fed Cup. Like, I've just slowly just kind of gained momentum, and there's no like formula. There's no right or wrong. It's just each person is individual and does it on their own time.
Sloane, you're close with Maddie. You're close friends with Maddie. You had a great final with her at the US Open last year. How did you put that to one side to focus on and come through today's match?
Oh, well, it's not easy. It's never easy playing someone from your country, let alone someone that you actually like care about and you're friends with. It's very difficult, and I think more of when I do play Maddie, It's on the court. It's very competitive. We're always very competitive, but it's a little weird. There's not as much like commands and things like that, but we have a lot of respect for each other, so it's a little different in that aspect. But I think we always compete well and play good matches.
Ben? Just on that competitiveness, do you feel like you've gotten better as a competitor in your career, just match in, match out, competing?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just kind of getting older, more mature, just being out here for long periods of time, just traveling week in and week out, learning myself, learning my routines, learning what works best for me and what doesn't. It's an individual sport, so you kind of have to figure that out to make sure you give yourself the best chance. And I think I do that well some weeks.
Right. Sloane, Simona, you're facing the final. She's never won a Grand Slam. You have. Do you think that gives you a psychological edge over Simona?
No, she's won plenty of tournaments. She's number one in the world for a reason. And I think that we'll just have to go out and compete. And somebody's going to win. Someone has to win. Someone has to lose. So you just go out there and give it your all. And whoever wins, wins.
Sloane, what is your routine till Saturday in order to lower the pressure? What is your routine till Saturday in order to lower the pressure?
Lower the pressure, like, for the match?
Yes. And the title?
I don't really have one. I just do what I've been doing all of the days, really. Nothing really too special. I'll come here tomorrow, have a hit, have lunch here, go to my room, watch TV, wait till dinner, have dinner, go to sleep. It's pretty boring. There's not really... I wish there was something exciting to tell you, but it's, really not.
Renee? Sloane, last year, obviously, you were still away from the tour when the French Open took place. Do you remember what you were doing on the women's final Saturday last year?
I have no idea what I was doing, but I remember, the first week of French Open, I was at a wedding in Ireland. So that was pretty cool. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't remember what I was doing during the final.
Sloane, what is your relation with this tournament? Have you ever feel good here?
Yeah, I've had good results here. I've made the fourth round. How many years? Somebody knows. 4 years, yeah. So that's a good result. And I've always played here. I love playing here. So like I said, making the quarterfinals here was a big deal for me. I was really pleased. And obviously making the semis and finals, it's not much more you can ask for in a player. And I think that... I've done really well, but I'd like to keep going.
Ben, and then Bonnie, please.
If you win, would you use some of your winnings to open an ice cream shop on the Champs-Élysées?
First of all, you know how expensive rent is on the Champs-Élysées? Let's just be real. That is out of my price range. But Haagen-Dazs, I think, well, if anything, I would just love some free ice cream. They make macadamia nut brittle, but only in Europe. So if they, brought it to the U.S., if anyone here wants to ask them, that would be... very nice.
Sloane, congratulations. Given the 6-0 record in finals, obviously they took place at different levels, but is there any one thread that runs through them for you in terms of your attitude going into them?
No, I think I've had good opportunities in finals and I've taken advantage of them, and I've played well, I've played solid, and there's no formula. I didn't try to do it. I'm not trying to break a record. It's just how it's happened for me. And I think once I get going in a tournament, I'm pretty consistent, which is good. And I just try to keep that going through the finals and just compete to the very last match.
Sloan, one of the most iconic sports photographs of last year was your wonderful expression when you received the check for winning the US Open. Maybe you've got that displayed somewhere, I don't know. But the question is, have you had chance to look at the prize money for the final on Saturday? Or could we see another wonderful expression after Saturday's match instead?
I don't know. Well, it's not as much as the US Open, right? Okay, so maybe it won't be that thrilling. But, I mean, obviously, you make the finals of Grand Slam, it's a lot of money. How much is it?
I know, but I don't want to tell you because I want to see the wonderful reaction.
Oh, I don't know if they tell you like they do. Do they tell you on the court? But I think it's like more of a secret. You know, Europeans are like very like... And Americans are like, 3.7, woo! So, okay, I'll just be surprised. That's fine. Thank you.
So, and some people, they make finals, the pressure, they lock up, things like that. I mean, you seem to almost, I don't know, like when you get to the final, it's almost like it's a good result, and you go out there and you play pretty freely and confidently. Does that ring true at all with respect to kind of your psyche when you get to the final stage?
I guess. I think when you get to the final, obviously you've played well, but the person that you are playing against has also played well. So I think I just kind of go in knowing that it's going to be a battle no matter what, no matter who you're playing. Obviously anything could happen. You could be, I guess you could be playing number one in the world. You could be playing number 90 in the world. It doesn't matter. It's just basically going out and competing because the person you're playing against has done the same exact thing as you. So...
Sloane, going back to Simona, how do your games match up and what are you expecting in the final?
I'm expecting her to compete. Obviously, she's number one in the world. There's a reason why she's in the finals. I can't give you a play-by-play on her game, but, I mean, maybe if you ask my coach, she probably can. But I think for myself, I'll just have a good game plan and just try to execute the best I can. When I go out there, it's just mainly about competing. Obviously, no one's going to hand you the match. It's a Grand Slam final, so you have to go out there and get after it and make sure you play every point and try to execute your game plan as best as possible.
Renee. Sloane, I know you've been asked this a couple of times at the US Open last year, but like 12 months later or 11 months after you came back onto it, do you still sometimes have to maybe pinch yourself with like some of the great results that you've had, or is it something where you're like, okay, I knew I was capable of doing this, but maybe the timing was unexpected?
Well, I think definitely the timing was unexpected. Playing four tournaments and winning the US Open, like, doesn't happen. I don't think that's happened to anyone. But I think that the results now, I wouldn't say I'm shocked, but I'm, like, very happy. I think I worked really hard coming back and getting in the gym, and when I was chubby, trying to get skinny, and when I was out of shape, getting back in shape. Like, I've recognized more of things that I need to do. So when I have gotten in shape and done all the things that my coach asked me to do, I kind of not expect good things to happen, but, like, I just put it into the universe, like, God, look what I did, like, help a sister out.
Yeah, along the same lines, you know, entering this year after the result of the U.S. Open, did you walk into this year having these sorts of expectations for yourself? You know, this is on track with what you want to accomplish in the game now.
Oh, yeah. Well, at the beginning of the year, I was injured, didn't have a good result in Australia, and I knew that I needed to change some things. And I did that, and I had a great result in Miami. I had a great showing at Fed Cup, which I was really happy with. I had okay results this clay court season. I lost to some great players, Pliskova, Garcia. I mean, it's not really nothing to put your head down about. So I think just being able to recognize that I've had some really great ups and some not so many hard downs, but just trying to stay consistent with the level, I think that's worked best for me.
Ooh. You're going to be the top American in the WTA rankings for the first time in next rankings. Does that mean anything to you, that milestone?
That's cool. I mean, it's normally like Venus and Serena. So, I mean, let's just be real. Like, if they were ahead of me, it wouldn't be an issue.
Sloan, kind of on that, but you joked earlier this year about how it took so many tries to crack top 10.
Yeah.
You're going to crack top 5. After this tournament, very quickly from cracking top 10. I mean, does that mean anything to you?
It was cool. I think just the whole point is just to get to top 10. And it was like I was 11, so it was a really big deal. And you guys reminded me literally every press conference that I was 11 and that I was close to 10 and not at 10. And it was a big deal. And now it's like, I don't think anyone really cares. But it's fun, though.